Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, for the two in attendance and the thousands listening at home, let's get ready for the DreamStation.cc video game show. Welcome back to the DreamStation.cc video game show. It's Thursday, April 26th. I'll be your warden today. My name is Ben, and joining me here today will be the chaplain, Chris.
Oh, did I mention I'm eating while we're recording? I'm eating JoJo's.
Remember that if you want to get in contact with us, send your emails to videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. That's where you can send your questions, comments, complaints, reviews, gaming news. Remember to check out the website www.dreamstation.cc for all your video game news, reviews, interviews, video game show archives, and forum action in and out of the gaming world.
Yeah, come to the forums and help us discuss why Fox canceled the show Drive after four episodes and 1 week and 1 day of being on TV.
I blame it on those Nielsen kids. I don't know what to do about this contest thing. I don't know if I should extend it one last week or not.
Sure, why not?
All right. Today is the 26th.
You know, I realized real quick that last episode we mentioned the contest.
Yeah.
But I don't think we ever mentioned how to enter it in that episode. They had to go back one more episode. Like.
Yeah, and I was going to mention that this one. If you guys want to know all the rules, regulations, otherwise, you got to go back two shows and listen to it.
Oh, you're going to make them do that?
Well, they've probably already downloaded it anyways. All they got to do is listen to it.
Yeah, just hit play. Yeah, hey, thanks for all those people that voted that they watched listen to the show on the main page. Remember, that's free of charge. The poll is still running, and you can come and vote again. I appreciate
it'll probably be running for the next 3 months.
Yeah, probably. That's how it normally works. But I really appreciate my mom and dad, uncle, aunt, voting for us, that they listen to the show. And those two other people that dug our show besides Ben and I, I really appreciate you guys digging the show, too. So we feel loved. We appreciate all the listeners showing that we have at least 10 people that listen to our show, and we're really excited about it.
Who knew? All right, well, let's move on to the stuff we're going to be talking about, or talk about the stuff we're going to be talking about.
Why don't we just talk about the stuff instead of talking about the stuff?
We could try that. One of the topics we'll be discussing today will be Microsoft cooking the books, rest in peace, PS3 20 gigger. And then I'm going to go off the board and talk about killing the eBay rare games market. And then I'll do a MLB 2K7 review for the 360. Talk about our weekly poll topic, and then we'll send you on your merry way.
What am I going to do? Just eat chicken?
Sit there, look pretty, eat your chicken or potato skins or whatever you're eating. Before we get to those lusciously delicious topics,
like JoJo,
I've just got a few rapid-fire things that I want to discuss. First and foremost, Capcom is planning on making a Phoenix Wright-style game starring Cartoon Network's Harvey Birdman. Oddly enough, though, it's going to be for the PSP and PS2, not for the DS. Capcom is also going to be releasing high-def remakes of Super Puzzle Fighter 2 and Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo on the PlayStation Network, as well as Xbox Live Arcade. The Halo 3 beta testing will begin in a little more than a couple weeks, May 16th to be exact, and will run through June 7th.
Yeah, it's only 3 weeks. I don't understand that. I thought they were going to, you know, I mean, it's a beta test. Why aren't they running it all the way until the game comes out? I mean, that's what a lot of games do with beta tests. And are they really going to get the whole network and all the multiplayer and all that stuff figured out in 3 weeks? You know,
I think it's just to build hype.
That's what I think it is, too. I was talking to the guys at work, and I'm like, you know, the more I think about this, I think all this Halo 3 was, beta was, is just a marketing ploy to get the viral marketing working, to sell Crackdown, like, millions of copies that they wouldn't have sold if it wasn't for Halo 3. I mean, you know, it's not a beta. Anybody that thinks it's a beta, I think, in my opinion, it's not a beta. It's an advertising marketing scheme. Instead of doing I Love Bees and OurColony.net, they said, hey, let's say there's a Halo 3 beta and we'll let them play it for 3 weeks. I mean, if it was truly a beta, I would think they would have us playing it for a while to get that all ironed out.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, I don't know.
Anyway, Gears of War is going to get a 4 new multiplayer maps. No date has been given. I guess the way it's going to work is when they first release, they will cost you something small, they claim. And then eventually, you know, several months later or whatever, they'll become free. So if you want to hold off, you can do so. You'll be able to get the maps free later. Otherwise, if you're anxious and one of those fiends, then pay for it. Let's see what else. Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time, is going to get a theatrical release in 2009. Looks like they've decided Michael Bay will direct it. He's going to team up with Jerry Bruckheimer once again, and they'll probably begin working on it after he finishes Transformers this summer.
I'm chewing, so that's why I'm muted.
The state of Louisiana was ordered to pay more than $91,000 to the Entertainment Software Association for their lawyer's fees. The judge says he was dumbfounded by the original decision and said, quote, "The taxpayers deserve more from their elected officials," end quote.
What was the decision?
That it's unconstitutional to do the whole banning games or banning the sale of mature games to minors and fining retailers, you know, like $2,000 per or whatever it is. I don't know.
Nice.
But yeah,
our tax dollars are going towards this, right?
Yeah. And that's what he's saying, you know, 91,000 is getting returned to the ESA because basically their officials are stupid. I mean, they could have spent money on, I don't know, rebuilding the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, from the hurricane. No, instead, let's worry about banning video games.
Yeah, let's get our
priority. I was thinking about that today, too.
What else did I want to talk about? it looks like there's a article, according to GameSpot, Kutaragi is officially stepping down June 19.
I think he's sick of getting pushed around to different titles.
He'll be replaced by Kaz Hirai, and all will be well in Sony land, or nothing will be well.
I would yell Ridge Racer real loud, but I won't. Now, Ken Kutaragi was like the, you know, creator of the PlayStation, so where does this leave the whole PlayStation and, you know, all that stuff? I mean, granted, he wasn't the guy that, like, developed every little circuit in the thing, but he, you know, he kind of had a grand idea.
Yeah, well, he's no Miyamoto. It's not like he really works on the game, so the system's out. I mean, at this point,
yeah,
what are you going to do? All right, I guess, well, let's move on to the real show, just so we can get it over with.
This wasn't the real show?
No.
Today, April 26th. Which we don't know when you'll listen to this, but anyways, Sony announced the PlayStation Eye, which is their new iToy camera for the PS3. Next!
All right, Microsoft cooking the books. So we've discussed over the past couple months since we've reworked the show, but there's a lot of information out there over the past few weeks that seem to verify that Microsoft has indeed been cooking the Xbox 360 books since before Christmas. There's a great article that points out a practice known as channel stuffing, and what that basically means is that Microsoft has been telling the press and their shareholders that the Xbox 360 has been successful when in fact it's been relatively stagnant in the market.
What?
In short, yeah. Well, in short, what they've done is, what they did is, they flooded retailers with surplus Xbox 360s that are probably still sitting on store shelves or warehouse shelves, 6 months later, just so they can say that they've shipped their predicted goal amount of X amount of units.
Nice.
In this case, it was 10 million. So, for example, let's say the holiday season starts in November. They had their predictions of 10 million, shipping 10 million systems. So they actually met those goals, but only because they shipped out an extra 3 to 4 million for no reason. So whether there was a demand for them or not, you know, and there wasn't, they shipped them regardless. And
so it's not sell-through, it's shipped.
It's shipped.
Is what they're saying. Okay.
Right. And what they, I mean, what this article points out, and I guess this is a Wall Street kind of guy. It's on his blog, but he points out a lot of articles and, you know, backs it up with a lot of numbers and everything. But basically, he's saying, you know, that in order to get those 10 million systems into stores, because stores didn't want them, Microsoft held out this this little thing called Vista over their head, saying, "Well, if you don't want our Xbox 360s, you might have a little problem getting Windows Vista when it comes out."
Nice.
So they're kind of blackmailing them in a way.
Hey, Rook, can I interrupt since you brought up Vista? I don't know if all the people, and this is kind of, we're off topic but on topic, and leave this in the show. The CompUSA, probably a lot of people know this already, is going out of business. If you want to buy Windows Vista, they upgraded the full version. You may want to check your local CompUSA because they're blowing them out for 30 or 40% off or something like that now.
Here's the thing. So, like, the numbers show that the 360 has sold nearly 10 million units in there, about a year and a half, while the Wii has sold, actually, there was a press release today, they've sold 5.8 million units worldwide, which is, I mean, half the amount in one-third of the time. And they're actually scheduled to surpass the 360's sales numbers by this fall if the current sales rate continues. So even like even the PS3 has shipped nearly 2 million units in the first month and a half, and since they just launched in Europe, they're probably right on track to where they wanted to be. And then the other thing is, with the launch of the Elite looming, we're, what, a couple days away now, more accusations of channel stuffing have been made because the official announcement came just before the financial quarter ended, which meant that Microsoft could then say, you know, now we have more sales to retail as official numbers to their shareholders. So I guess what they do basically is they hide this information in their press releases. You know, they kind of phrase it, you know, stealthily, I guess. So whereas you see like a company like Sony, Nintendo, they use the word shipped. Microsoft uses the word sold, which secretly means sold to retail, which means it's still sitting on store shelves collecting dust.
You need a translation guide for their PR speak.
So, but this would explain why they had to lower their sales expectations by about 3 million systems. We spoke about that a few shows ago. It would also explain why the Xbox brand has lost so much money over the past two generations. So who knows? I'm not saying this is going to be the downfall for the 360, but this could actually potentially lead to investigations by the SEC, the Security Exchange Commission, and could be a bad sign for a potential successor to the Xbox 360. So
this is I don't have proof of this, but you know, they said they surpassed 6 million Xbox Live users now, you know, recently too. Well, have they been hiring people just to sit there all day registering with, you know, different IDs? So they can
And that's what we were talking about. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean actual subscribers? Does that mean just people on the demo? Does that mean just people on the 48-hour live trial? Whatever.
I'm going to say it at least means, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm going to say it at least means the silver and gold, which the silver accounts, I think anybody listening right now can have an Xbox Live silver account. All they have to do is go to Xbox.com and sign up for an account. I don't know, anyways. But yeah, that's kind of interesting how you're saying they're wording the information the way they want it to be worded. I'm not surprised, I guess.
Let's move on to rest in peace, PS3 20 gigger. The official word came in, I guess it's like a couple weeks ago now. Dave Carriker, Sony Computer Entertainment of America, Senior Director of PR.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
Nice title. Anyway, quote, initial retail demand in North America was upwards of 90% in favor of the 60 gigabyte, so we manufactured and shipped in accordingly. Due to the overwhelming demand for the 60 gigabyte model from both retailers and consumers, we have ceased offering the 20 gigabyte model here in North America, end quote.
You know, I thought this was kind of funny, this whole thing, because they said that they were selling, I think, what was it, like 9 to 1? The stores were ordering like 9 to 1, 60 gigs. But if the stores are ordering 60 gigs mostly, 90% of them are 60 gigs they're ordering, then what do you think the one that's going to sell the most is? I mean, the consumers probably didn't have an option when they go into the store. The 60 gigs are probably the only one in stock, you know. But, I mean, this is the same thing we talked about with the Xbox 360 with the Core, and now we're going to have Premium, and then we're going to have Elite. You know, why do they have all these different versions anyways? And, I mean, you might as well say while you're at it, say, rest in peace, 60 gig PS3 also, because rumor has it, and there's information. I saw another photo today on one of the websites that the 80 gig version of the PS3 is going to be coming out, that's reworked and supposedly submitted FCC documents. So there's another thing that's
We talked about that a couple of weeks ago, I think, about the research and the FCC filing of the 80 gigabyte version. But anyway, so yeah, this refers only to North America, because in Europe they never even got the 20 gigabyte PS3.
And supposedly Japan's keeping the 20 gig. They're still going to have it. So,
right, because theirs is a lot cheaper. So there's a much bigger price difference between their two models, whereas here it's $100. I think over there it's $170.
Okay.
That's the difference.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
They still deny the 80 gigabyte version, but I saw the picture as well, so who knows? They may have like snuck those in the back through the back door kind of thing.
Well, they said that was based on the box, it looked like it was Canadian versions.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe, you know, I don't know. Is gigabytes with the conversion rate in U.S., is that equal to 60 gigabytes? I don't know.
The other thing I wanted to talk about, too, is, I don't know, because I'm not sure what the timetable was on the force feedback controllers, but maybe they'll include that with the 80 gigabyte model as well.
No, don't be spreading rumors here on the show.
No, I like that one. That would be nice. You know, and then they can charge you another $100. Let's move on here so we can finish up the show. And this was my off-the-board topic, but I just wanted to kind of talk about this as, you know, you've got a big collection and whatnot. Anyways, killing the eBay rare games market. So...
Are you going to bring up the company that remakes games?
We all know about the growing trend of releasing games on things like the Virtual Console, Xbox Live Arcade, PlayStation Network, and I guess if you want to throw GameTap in there as well, you can do so.
Yeah, sure.
And I know you can get like bootleg versions of rare games and all that, but for those
you
of
can?
Us...
You can? Where? Where can you get those?
I wouldn't know. For those of us who like to live on the legitimate end of life, that's not an option. So I think, you know, we saw Castlevania Symphony of the Night recently on Xbox Live Arcade. I know the PS1 version still has a hefty price tag of, I think, like $90 for like a sealed copy. I think I just saw that the other day, like I said, but who knows how much longer that's going to hold up. And then there's GameTap. I guess they're going to start including Saturn games. I guess. They are offering Saturn games via their subscription service. So potentially that could include games like Panzer Dragoon Saga, which I guess goes for about $300 routinely on eBay for a sealed copy. And I guess even like PlayStation Network can add rare games like Castlevania, Suikoden 2, which goes for like $200. And basically any of those like RPGs that go for a lot of money. So here's my just a quick question for you, sir, since you are a collector of sorts. Do you spend money? Do you spend like this kind of money to go out and buy like a rare game, kind of just to add to your collection? Do you play the game? do you care which version? I mean, I don't know if you have Castlevania Symphony of the Night, so I mean, would you prefer like the PS1 version over the Xbox 360 Live Arcade version? I mean, does it matter to you?
If you want to, you know, I think everybody, this is an obvious question, but if you want to play the game for the game, then it doesn't matter. If you want to have the original that's worth $90, then, yeah, then it matters. I mean, it's just like, you know, it's just like comic books. I mean, I collect those, and you know, you can get a second or third printing of the number one issue for, you know, cover price, but if you're a collector, you want the original one that's
the first print.
Yeah, first print and mint condition and stuff. So I guess if you're a collector in that respect, the only thing is like, and I haven't really looked into this that much, but I mean, are there as many collectors of video games and mint condition unopened as like comics and trading cards and stuff like that? Is it really a collector's type market in that respect?
You wouldn't think so, but I mean, just look at eBay. Just do a search for Castlevania Symphony of the Night. Do a search for Panzer Dragoon Saga.
Well, here's another one. I want to bring this up at some point in the future, but I think it's NASCAR Racing 2003 from Papyrus. It's no longer available, but there's like these NASCAR racing leagues out there, and that's the game they use because they don't like, I guess they don't like EA's NASCAR games, so because they're not as realistic. So these guys that really like, that's what I want to talk about at some future show. But Dale Earnhardt Jr. actually has a racing league that they use this game. So these people are paying like upwards to like $100 for this game on eBay because they want to play the version that everybody's playing in these leagues, and you can't buy it anymore. But you know, you were asking about rare games. Some of them, like that you're mentioning, like Panzer Dragoon Saga, I have that because I knew that those games were going to only have 5,000 copies when Saturn was being blown out, and I was a Sega Saturn fan at the time. So
Burning
I bought
Rangers, right?
Yeah, I bought Burning Rangers. I bought Panzer Dragoon Saga. I bought House of the Dead, and I don't know if there was one other one, but yeah, I bought the last like three or four games for Saturn that were 5,000 copies each or whatever. I bought them like the day they came out. I was at the store and said, you know, I want them. I might even pre-order it. I don't remember back then, but yeah, so I have those. So I don't, would I pay $100 and some for Panzer Dragoon Saga now? Probably not, because I don't have time to play it. You know, I can just play something else, you know, so.
Right.
And would I buy it for $100 and then save it in the plastic wrap? I don't know if there's really any resale value in that respect. And especially when things like this happen. I mean, people were paying $100 and some for Panzer Dragoon Saga because they couldn't get it and they wanted to play it. But now if you're going to be able to get it on GameTap, I think Possibly, yeah. Possibly. Yeah, if you're going to be able to get it on GameTap or something like that, or wherever they decide to start emulating it, you know, is it worth spending that money?
Console.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you can play the game and it's like playing it on the Saturn, and there's, you know, it's not like slow down or glitchy or whatever like that, then I think the people mainly want to just play it. That's why they're... Even Rez, I know, for PS2 was hard to find for a while. I don't know if it's still...
Games are meant to be played, aren't they? They're not meant to kind of sit there in the plastic wrap. That said, I have several games sitting in there.
Yeah,
in their sealed state. Well, even like, what was the other one? Like Barbie Horse Adventures for the Xbox or something like that?
That goes for
like $100.
What?
It's like, wait, what? Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
Why? Because it was one of the only games that worked on the 360 backwards compatible at first? Is that why? Let's see if it's on here. I'm going to search for it. Maybe we can buy it for less.
All right, well, you search. Let's
move on.
Let's move on and call it a day with that one.
Barbie, what'd you call it? Barbie, I see Barbie,
like
Wild
Barbie Horse
Adventures
or something.
Barbie like Wild Horse Rescue. Out of stock. Out of stock it is here on the website.
You should check eBay for it. But I wanted to do a review of MLB 2K7 for the Xbox 360. Since it's baseball season, it's mandatory for a baseball game or two to make its way into video game form.
There's one day left, and it's at $32 right now.
$32.
Another one's $145, it looks like.
Yeah, that's way too much.
For an old game that nobody cares about.
Anyway, MLB 2K7 is all about trying to capture the excitement of the game. Although, I don't know. I always feel weird playing sports games on consoles because they just don't really work very well. I think
You said this was for 360, correct?
This is for 360, yeah. Right. The last baseball game that I really liked was Baseball Stars on the NES. That should tell you what I think about most baseball games. Although I do like the baseball version, variation, whatever you want to call it, in Wii Sports.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Anyway, the more complex hardware gets, the more complex the controls get. For example, like in MLB 2K7, you get to manage every little aspect of your swing when you're the batter. So there's 9 small squares within the strike zone. You've got to make an educated guess of where you think the pitch is going to go.
Nice.
Basically, if you guess correctly, the game tips you off, and all you have to do is get the timing right, and you'll make, you know, contact.
Did you say the game flips you off?
No, what? No, the game tips you off.
Oh, all right.
If you guess wrong,
I was thinking, wow, that mature rated, I guess.
If you guess wrong, you're whiffing. So kind of because of that, like the game is kind of unforgiving. The days of pressing up, down, left, or right to hit the ball are like long gone.
A B starter, A starter.
Yeah, you know, it's just, do I want to hit the ball to left field? Do I want to hit the ball to right field?
Yeah.
Do I want to hit a grounder? Do I want to hit the ball up in the air? You know, this is a lot more complex.
That's just like the basketball games. Yeah, the basketball games are the same way, where they have that, like, freestyle joystick for dribbling, and, like, you can juke to the left and right and stuff.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's just... I don't know. Maybe it's just us. Maybe we're just old.
Even Madden, it's like the juke. You've got the juke stick or whatever they call it. And
yeah.
Oh God, that's too much. And then I've got to manage, you know, like the four face buttons and the two, you know, the left button, the right button, and then the triggers and the other stick, and then the D-pad as well. Oh, forget it, man.
You sound old, man.
I know.
I think you're just old.
Anyway, so the pitching is a lot easier. Pitching is more timing based.
Your two-year-old son's going to be beating you soon at games.
Well, that's all right.
You're going to be pathetic.
The other thing is, like, the fielding kind of sucks because I don't know why they can't get, like, running down, like in video games. Why these guys feel like they're, like, on roller skates or ice skates or something. Like, the fielders actually run into one another.
Well, that's normal. That's realistic.
Not in a pop-up to, like, first base. Like, the pitcher... here's the thing. So, if you pop it up, right, to, like, the first baseman, and the pitcher goes over to cover first base, because that's how it works in real baseball. Well, if your guy is standing between first base and the pitcher literally runs into him.
And then does he miss the ball then?
Yes, he runs into him. Your fielder falls down. Actually, they both fall down, and then it's like a base hit. And you're like, what?
I mean, how did they not see that during like testing?
Yeah.
You know, some of the stuff that gets left in games or doesn't get fixed is like, didn't anybody actually play this and realize that doesn't work?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. And on top of that, like, the computer is, like, lethal with their, like, their throws, like, they're from the outfield.
Oh, so they can throw from, like, the back wall to the home plate, no problem?
Yeah, well, not only do they throw, you know, no problem, but they cut off the ball, you know, like, if the ball
gets
off of the fence, they know the perfect angle, they know exactly where the ball is going to be. They're already, like, running towards the carom, right, as they like to call on in baseball.
Now, if you're playing, do you have to control the guy catching the ball, or can you let the computer cheat and run to the ball and then just let them catch it?
I think you can let them do it for you, but I think by default it's kind of like they only slightly help you.
Okay. I mean, that's not really playing the game if you're letting the computer do everything for you, but...
Not only do they cut off every ball, they rob you of home runs. Oh my god, they rob you of home runs. I had like two home runs robbed from me, like in the same game. Like in the whole time that I played the game, like 2 weeks or so, like I saw them rob me of like five home runs, like no less than five home runs. And it's like, you can watch ESPN for 2 weeks. You'll be lucky if you see, like, one home run robbed.
I'm getting a little bit of a feel here listening to you talk about this, and I just think you're bitter. I think that's all it is. I think Maybe. You're just mad that the game's beating you, and you suck.
No, but that's the thing.
And now you're upset.
That's the thing. They don't beat me. That's the thing.
Oh.
Right? So here's what they do. They show you your, like, statistics,
uh-huh.
like, based on pitches, you know, when you've got two strikes or whatever the count, right?
Okay.
So I looked at my stats the other day, and it's like, okay, well, I had seven doubles, and I had like 41 singles, and I had 34 home runs. So basically, if I'm not hitting the single, I'm hitting a home run. So, like, what fun is that?
It's not very realistic either.
Yeah, not really. Anyway, we'll just go on. They do have a lot of modes, GM mode, franchise, season. They've got home run derby, team home run derby, and then a bunch of other things online. You can join leagues. I actually started a Dream Station League, so if anyone actually wants to play, you can join the Dream Station. I think it's Dream Station CC League. Search for whatever. As far as I know, I'm the only member, but... Red the Impaler is the gamer tag if you guys want to join it up. You'll also find it on the forums on our website. The only other problem I have with baseball is, you know, 162 games in a season. Like, who actually plays 162 games? Like, that's just boring. And then not only that...
Now, can you speed that up?
Oh, of course, you can simulate. I've simulated like three or four seasons. I won one world championship and got beaten in the playoffs like twice. But
now let me guess, you get achievements for simulating like all other EA games. Yeah, Madden, you do the same. That's
double. Well, this is not EA, but this is...
I'm sorry.
2K Sports, but okay. Yeah. I did simulate the season, right? And then it's like achievement unlocked. I was like, really? What did I do? It's like, oh, you had a hitter lead the league in home runs. Like,
yeah,
okay, I didn't know. I didn't do anything, but
yeah, that's
right.
Like,
I got 30 achievement points.
That's like Madden. You set the you select all the teams in franchise mode, and then you select them all, and as you're like the owner of all of them, and then you say simulate the whole season and the playoffs and the Super Bowl, and it's like, you got an achievement for winning the Super Bowl. You got an achievement for leading rusher. You got an achievement. You can get like, you like, I don't know, 300 or 400 or 500. I don't know how many points you get. You get tons of points. If you guys need points, just rent Madden and both Madden and simulate.
Rent Fusion Frenzy 2.
Why is that easy to?
Yeah, I got 950 points in like 2 days. I don't know. The game's not bad. Like overall, it's probably like a 7, maybe a 7.5.
Did you buy this game?
No, I didn't buy it.
All right.
But overall, you know, it's not what, I don't know. It's just, I didn't find it as fun as like I probably should have found it. Like I didn't find it as fun as, you know, like I found NCAA football 2007 or, you know, some of the other sports games. Actually, that's the only other sports game I played. But it was all right. Just okay. Just 7 is about my average.
So you give it a 7?
I give it a 7, 7.5. You guys can expect my full review online on the site in the next week.
Six weeks
or so. Chris ever gets them up. There's all kinds of other stuff that should be online.
I'm sorry. I suck.
Interviews and reviews.
The server kept going down. By the way, guys, sorry about the server going down.
All right, that brings us to the weekly poll topic. Which was
weekly like poll actually, topic. The like monthly like poll topic.
3 weeks ago or something
yeah,
like
exactly.
that. The question was, do you own one of those gaming chairs? The options were, yeah, I got one. Nah, no special chair for me, and they make chairs for gaming. You want to read these, or
that would be a negative.
All right, so
I'm posting the PlayStation I news. So if anybody wants to go read about it after you listen to the show, it'll be on the site. Isn't that exciting?
Okay, so 13% people say 13% of the voters said yes, they have one. 80% said no, and then about 7% said they make chairs for gaming.
So the 15%, did they say what they have?
One person said they have one of those. Who said it? It was Rave. Said he got one for Christmas, one of the rocker ones. It was cool, but the power cord got lost. Everyone in my family is insanely unorganized. And then he said it's still a very comfortable chair, although he doesn't have much time to game anymore.
Yeah, I remember that post now. Now that you said it.
Hugh Cass said, I have a couch.
He has a couch designed for gaming.
It's a plain couch. Let's see, what else?
Hey, they should do that. You know how, we were joking, was it you and I today we were joking about, we were joking about the Y2K logo on everything. They should start sticking that on, Boy Hill. Boy Hill should say certified gaming PlayStation 3 couch or something.
Well, yeah, it's funny what you find, Xbox compatible and PlayStation compatible.
Yeah, my couch is Xbox 360 compatible. That's why not, right? If it sells.
Oh, yeah. Omega71, a friend of the show who should be making a return appearance, said, I do all my gaming on my computer mostly now, so my gaming chair is my desk chair, and it's very comfortable. But when I console game, the couch is mighty nice over a gaming chair.
Yeah, maybe it's just because I'm old and I have back problems. But anyways, I don't know if I'd see myself sitting in one of those rocker chairs for long periods of time playing a game. I mean, are they that comfortable to sit in like that?
I think it's okay. I mean, I have one of those rocking chairs, and it's not bad.
I mean, do you see yourself, though, sitting in it for, a few hours, 2-3 hours at a time playing it?
I probably do, 2 hours, and then maybe I'll, sit on the floor or I'll lay down on a pillow or something like that.
So it's that comfortable?
Yeah, it's not bad. Did you have a poll topic for next week's show, next 2 weeks' show?
Oh, boy. All right, yeah, I got
Elite.
Yeah, I got one since I'm posting news about it. Do any of you, how about this, what do you think? Do any of you have a iToy Xbox Live Vision or some other type of webcam that you use for gaming? Sound good?
Sounds good.
And would maybe mention some games that you have that you use it with. What do you think?
Sure.
All right.
Basically, I don't care.
This is totally off the top of my head. I don't know. We could talk about that. Because, I mean, a lot of the, the Xbox Live Vision, this PlayStation Eye, I mean, they're cool and they sound neat.
Yeah, I've used mine maybe 4 or 5 times, and, that's about it.
Yeah, it seems like it's a novelty when you first get it, and then that's the end of it. They need to somehow support it more. We should be talking about this in the next show after the poll, not now.
I don't know.
All right, so are we done? Let's wrap this up.
I think we're done. All right, that wraps up another exciting adventure in what is the DreamStation.cc video game show saga. Again, if you want to contact
saga.
Us...
It's not a trilogy, it's a saga. Because trilogy, saga. We'd only have 3 episodes.
And not Sega. Saga. If you guys want to contact us, do so at videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. I would say remember to write us a nice review at iTunes, Odeo, Podcast Alley, Podcast Pickle, Yahoo, or whatever. But apparently people don't like it when we
ask for people to review stuff
for those things.
So we won't request it. We'll just mention that we won't do
that
it.
I don't want you guys to go to dig and figure show. Don't
we would hate it. We would hate it if they did that.
Look, it's obvious they don't care anyway. So
I would be just very frustrated for at least a week if they went and did that. If they dug us, if they did anything like that, that would just irritate the heck out of me. So, if you guys really want to just get on my nerves, just, more than the server going down this week, just go dig us.
I'm already frustrated to no end with the listeners anyway. 2,000 listeners, per show and nothing.
Nothing.
I don't even want to hear from them. I don't care.
I don't know. Yeah, they're a bunch of jerks.
I was going to say it. But,
yeah, I know. I mean, yeah. Just I think our listeners are just, they're just, they're not kind. Yeah, they have like 2,000, 2,000. Yeah, we hate them. We hate our listeners is pretty much what we're saying.
Well, they are intellectually inferior to us.
Yeah, they are, exactly. And, maybe they're not replying. Maybe they're not sending us emails. Maybe they don't do anything like that because we fill them with so much knowledge that they don't need anything else. They don't have any questions. We've answered all their questions. I think everything has been done, in this half-hour show that we come up with. It answers everything. until they have questions, and then they listen to the next show, and they don't have questions anymore again, because we're just amazing. You know, it's just flat out, you know, you rock, I rock.
I do, however, want them to bookmark the site, add our RSS feed and whatever feed and strap on the feed bag and, I don't know,
you want
whatever.
them to aggregate us?
Mumbo jumbo.
All
yes,
that.
Sure.
Aggregation?
Sure, why not? I don't even know what that means, but okay. Let's do that. So that way you guys can keep up to date with all the news, reviews, our interviews, which are back in full swing.
Yeah, like I need to get those online. I suck.
Like I said earlier, we have more for you to read, as well as hopefully we'll be able to get some audio interviews in the near future. And then, of course, our exclusive E3 coverage as we hit Southern California this July. And then I'll be going to the Symphony concert in a...
If anybody goes to that Play Symphony concert, supposedly...
In San Jose.
Take pictures if you see it. Supposedly, if I remember to send the guy our logo, he's supposed to be running it on the TV monitors before the show or during the show.
Not only that, but if you guys are planning on going, let me know, because I'm going, and you guys can meet me in person.
They can hook up. Oh, my gosh. You're going to have all the fanboys there. You're going to have your... You know that you have groupies. They're going to be there. They're going to want autographs. Bring a Sharpie.
I always carry a Sharpie.
I'm just imagining you bringing a red one.
Oh, shit.
I would be disappointed if you didn't have a red one.
Yeah, normally it's black, but...
No, not black.
Well, it's,
you're all about the red, aren't you?
I am. Black and
you
red,
you post on the forums in red.
I should sign in red, right?
I'll
do that. And I'll be autographing pictures of me wearing a PS3 lanyard.
Sweet. I might fly out there for that.
So we've got a lot of exciting things in the works. Some things we can't even talk about. Top secret type things that are, you know, top secret and
non-talkable.
We hope you enjoyed this week's show. If you didn't, I'm sorry. Or I'm not sorry. I don't know.
They hate us anyways. It doesn't matter.
Anyway, for everyone else, thanks for listening, and we hope you join us again next week or next show or whenever. It'll probably be next week. Until then, go out and get your game on and visit www.dreamstation.cc, your video game destination. I did want to mention one last thing. If you wanted to say goodbye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. And just for out of respect to anyone who may be listening at Virginia Tech or anywhere around that, anyone who may have been involved in that, just a little moment of silence here.